This is Eco Money on Money FM 89.3, where we bring you the latest in sustainability and business. I'm Rachel Kelly. By 2030, Singapore aims to produce 30% of the country's food needs. The Republic currently imports 90% of its food supply. Aside from this ambitious goal, the COVID-19 pandemic has shone a spotlight on local, regional, and global food supply chains. However, John Friedman, Asia Director for AgFunder, a venture capital firm with a mission to invest in technologies to rapidly transform our food and agricultural system, says more education is needed for investment to take place in the region.
One thing which we experienced in expanding our operations here to Asia is there's still a lot more education that needs to take place from the investment side around, you know, the opportunity to invest in agri-food tech as a sector. Before the Singapore government started shining a light on this space from a national food security agenda, there wasn't much talk about it. You know, Singapore itself and most of the venture capital ecosystem here in Southeast Asia was focused on, you know, fintech and biotech and, you know, sort of consumer tech, the sort of traditional hot areas of venture capital. If we look back to the growth of investment into agri-tech, it is a significant increase over the last 5 years, but it's been a gradual one. You know, back in 2012, there was barely $3 billion of total investment into the sector. That increased to, you know, since 2014, $8.5 billion by 2016. And then the most significant jump we saw was between 2017 and 2018, where it was nearly a sort of 2x year-on-year increase from 2017 to 2018 in terms of, you know, investment dollar going into the sector.
Agri-food tech investment reached $20 billion in 2019, up more than six times from 2012. To help companies in the region reach their potential, a new accelerator program, Singapore Food Bowl, has been launched to fast-track the local and regional startups developing food tech.
In the past few years, we have some really promising homegrown companies which are, you know, developing cutting-edge sort of alternative protein and cell-based. We've got fantastic food waste solution companies starting up in Singapore, even sort of bio material from, you know, mushrooms, sort of bio leathers, if you have it, you know, from Indonesia and around the region. There's some really exciting stuff coming up on the horizon. We ourselves are, you know, currently fundraising for our Grow Asia Fund. Ultimately, AgFunder as a platform is trying to democratize venture capital for, you know, accredited investors, but making that sort of hurdle of entry relatively low compared to, you know, the more traditional venture capital industry.
But from an investor perspective, what's the potential of the industry? Why should they get involved? And what kind of returns could they see?
We are investing in early stage companies. We're backing founders and entrepreneurs who we believe are creating transformative technologies which are going to have a positive impact on the food system. Obviously, you know, as a result of our investment stage, it's going to take several years for these companies to grow and scale and commercialize and ultimately sort of pay back. But from tracking our early portfolios, and we've been, AgFunder has been investing in this space since, you know, 2013, 2014, so we've got a good bit of data to look back upon. So our early portfolios are returning approximately sort of mid-20s, 25% IRR, pretty much, you know, bang on the money in terms of, you know, more traditional generalist-type venture capital portfolios.
Going forward, John says it's not just about investing in new technologies to create new sources of food and protein, but also looking at how issues such as food waste can be tackled. You've been listening to Eco Money on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly.